Joining us live over the phone this morning from Salt Lake City, the big town, Jeremiah Jensen from KSL. Good morning, JJ.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing pretty darn good. Hey, not quite as good as the Jazz, though. I want to open this up.
Yeah.
20-5. What's funny is I remember Duke and I sitting here going, when they were 4-4, going, well, what kind of season they can have? And now they've lost one game since then. What is the difference between this year's team and, say, last year's team through the first 25 games?
That's a great question, because when they were 4-4, it felt like last year, right? You had this team that had these great moments, and then all of a sudden they'd go on a slide, they'd lose four in a row, and then they'd win five in a row. They were a really streaky team, and now all of a sudden they flipped the switch, and now there's some consistency. So that's the word that sticks out to me, is a consistency and a connection. They're very well connected. I think they're all on the same page. And if you look at the offseason, I think you look at Rudy Gobert getting the contract extension. He knows he's going to be here for a long time. Donovan Mitchell gets the contract extension. He knows he's going to be here a long time. The two of them got back on the same page. Whatever happened in the offseason, that drama's over. They're on the same page here. Two superstars know where they're at. They're secure. They know where they're going to be for the next few years. Everybody else on the team knows that too. Mike Conley comes in. And last year, you know what? You know, Mike Conley wasn't Mike Conley until he got into the bubble, in my opinion. And all of a sudden now you're adding a Mike Conley that's playing at a near all-star level and getting all-star consideration. So you've got that. And then Bojan Bogdanovic is back. And after that early season slump, you know, when they were 4-4, Bojan was not playing well. Since that time, Bojan's been red hot. And so you look at the lineup all of a sudden, and you got a team that's connected. For the most part, they've been healthy. I'm sure we'll get to Mike Conley in a minute. But you add all those things together, and all of a sudden, you've got a team that looks like a contender. And it's coming together for them. And they're good. They're really good.
You know, JJ, it's interesting you use the word superstars when you were discussing the team, because there's been a lot of fans that have been frustrated with the lack of respect, I guess, from some of the national guys, and an ESPN writer yesterday or earlier this week saying that Utah doesn't have a true superstar. What is your, if you could look at it from unbiased eyes and look at the Utah Jazz roster and compare it. How do these guys stack up? I mean, obviously they're all stars, but are they right up there at the top?
I would think so. I mean, look at what Donovan Mitchell's doing right now. What does Donovan Mitchell not have that a superstar has? I mean, he's scoring in the mid 20s. He's a great leader. He's got charisma on and off the court. He's clutch. He's got everything that you ask of a superstar. And now what people need to understand is I think that we view superstars in a certain way, that they have to be a certain position or they have to score a certain amount of points per game, right? And I think people need to look at, in the NBA I'm talking, need to look at Rudy differently. He is a superstar in the sense that if people really understand basketball, they know just how much he impacts the game. Just take that Boston game, for instance. If you watch that Boston Celtics win, how many times did he alter shots? How many times did Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum drive to the hoop and all of a sudden turn around and go to a different direction or end up turning the ball over simply because Rudy was just standing there? And plus, then you go on the offensive side, and people don't note all the screen assists that Rudy Gobert provides this team. He creates so much space for that offense, and you've got shooters like Bojan and Mike Conley and Donovan Mitchell, Royce O'Neal, Joe Ingles, the list goes on and on. These guys benefit from that space that Rudy creates. And so Rudy doesn't fit the superstar mold that we're used to and that we've grown up with, but he's every bit a superstar when it comes to results and the impact he's having on the court and on the floor. And so it's not your traditional I guess makeup of a contender, and I think that's what throws a lot of people off. But if you look at the numbers and you watch this team night in and night out, watch them dominate other teams, even good teams that they've dominated, then you understand that yes, the Jazz do have a superstar in Donovan Mitchell. They do have a superstar in Rudy Gobert, even though he doesn't fit that traditional superstar mold.
You know, another player that stands out to me, a guy that maybe had kind of been kicked around here and there and found a home, and I would definitely say an unlikely home in Utah, Jordan Clarkson. What a addition he was, and he just brings a prolific scores mentality when they put him in the game, and he seems happy to be in Salt Lake City, which kind of seemed, I mean, you get a chance to talk to these guys. Is that correct? I mean, he seems like a guy that, I mean, he used to be with the Lakers. He's probably thinking to himself, I'm going to be one of these, and now he's in Salt Lake City, and it seems like he's finally happy.
Yeah, I think that there was, it's fair, and I don't know why that is, but I think a lot of people thought when he was traded, like, he was kind of like this rent-a-player thing, right? And unfortunately, I think that's the way people thought of Jordan Clarkson in the league, was he's, you know, a nice player, you know, kind of this kid, guy that comes off the bench and can score in bunches, but inconsistent, and, you know, he make the trade with Dante Exum in Cleveland to get him in here, and it was like, wow, he's pretty good, but, you know, he's a free agent, I don't know if they're going to keep him. And now all of a sudden you're looking at, okay, he chose to stay in Salt Lake. He signed with the Jazz like minutes after the free agency started. He's found a home here. He's found a good place here. He's really fit in well with the culture of the team. Him and Quinn are a perfect match. Quinn gives him the freedom to be him and to do what he does on the court. And you know what? I think in a lot of places, and even 10, 15 years ago, the way he plays basketball wouldn't fit. You call him a ball hog. You say, why aren't you passing the ball more? You know what? You know, you shoot too much, or you shoot crazy shots. He has the freedom to do what he does, to play his game, and it's been a perfect fit for this Jazz team. Because what does Quinn want guys to do? Just shoot, 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 shoot. Don't hold back. Just play free, play loose, and go shoot the ball. And Jordan has been a perfect fit. And you know, I talk to the guys on the team about him. They love him. They think he's a great guy. He fits everything perfectly with this Jazz team. And man. I mentioned all the guys previously, the starting lineup and all the guys they got. You add a Jordan Clarkson to the mix coming off the bench and doing what he does. Now the Jazz are really tough because he's torching those second units of other teams. And when Donovan's on the bench or Rudy's on the bench, you got a guy in there that's cooking, and that makes it really tough for opposing teams. So he's been a perfect match here in Salt Lake City. And I guess a maybe unexpected match, but it's been a very nice marriage.
We're with Jeremiah Jensen this morning from KSL talking on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. You mentioned the Jazz have beat some good teams over this winning streak and stretch that they're on, but they're going to have a tough schedule ahead of them, and they really are going to be tested. Milwaukee tonight, Miami, a couple weeks from now, they're going to get their first crack at the Lakers. Haven't seen the Lakers yet on the season, and I think if the Jazz can keep winning over the next few games, they're probably going to earn a lot more respect than what they're getting now.
Exactly, and I think that's what they're out for. And look, they're very aware of what you just said. They know what the schedule is right now. They know what people are saying about them. They know people aren't taking them seriously as a contender. And you know what? In some ways, it's a little bit fair because you have a team that kind of obviously we're aware of them, but they've kind of come out of nowhere in the big scheme of things in the NBA. I don't think anybody expected the Jazz to have the best record in the league right now. So I think when you haven't won a championship and you're kind of emerging as a title contender, people want you to prove something. They want to see something from you. And I think that the Jazz are in that position where everybody around the league, fans around the league, and I'm not talking about Jazz fans, they know what they got, but they want to see this team prove something. And so they have that opportunity now. A good start, you know, beating Boston at home, that was a battle. I mean, Boston was tough, and the Jazz held them off and won by double digits. Now they got a big one tonight. They've already beat Milwaukee this year. They beat them soundly in Milwaukee. Can they repeat that and sweep a Bucks team that if they made it could see them in the NBA Finals? I mean, this is a big game tonight. And then you look at Philadelphia is another one that you could see in the Finals. Miami's a little beat up right now, but that's a tough test. And then you get the Clippers back to back. Can you go to LA and beat the Clippers twice in a row or split that series? I mean, and then before that's all before that Lakers test. Can the Jazz keep this run going against that caliber of competition? I think that's what even the Jazz, I think themselves, want to see this. They want to see how they match up in this challenge. And so this is a really important stretch for the Jazz to prove not only to all of us but to themselves that they're real, that they are really one. They might be the best team in the NBA. Obviously, they're going to have to beat the Lakers at some point in the playoffs. We'll get to the playoffs, but in the regular season, they're going to be at a point where they're proving to people that they are a legit championship contender. And this stretch in the next 2 weeks will tell us a lot about who this Jazz team is.
That's Jeremiah Jensen, First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Jeremiah from KSL. As always, JJ, thanks so much for your time and appreciate the insight.